In an early morning tweet, Trump claimed that he didn't want the military to be, quote, burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption associated with transgender personnel. Trump's decision comes just one day before an Obama-era deadline requiring the military to update its medical standards to accommodate transgender service members. Transgender military personnel have been allowed to openly identify since last year. Naomi Brown is a social worker and educator at Pride San Antonio. She says she works with many trans military personnel and veterans in need of support. Most of them wait until after they've finished military service to begin gender reassignment.
The number is so high for veterans who transition when they come out because of the discrimination of transitioning while you're in. And now it's just became three times worse. So you wait to be who you are.
Earlier this month, Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler of Missouri offered an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. It would have ended the Pentagon's policy of providing funds for gender reassignment surgeries and therapies. That amendment was voted down in the House. Matt Thorne is the director of OutServe, a legal defense network for LGBT service members based in Washington, D.C.
I mean, we pay for health care for all of our service members, not just trans service members. We pay to have them move across the country. The taxpayers fund the Department of Defense $656 billion per year. The cost for trans service members is negligible compared to that.
A Department of Defense commissioned study by the RAND Corporation estimates that gender transition-related treatments would cost the military between $2.4 and $8.4 million each year. Thorne points out that the president's social media statements about banning transgender military members aren't policy, but he says that OutServe will fight back in court if the ban takes a new form. For Texas Public Radio News, I'm Carson Frame.